Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2022 has been one of those years where it's been very hard for investors to make money. Stocks are down, bonds are down, and there have been lots of big ups and downs. Our next guest says that times like these can spring a few traps on investors. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Walk us through how this happens, how investors get distracted by years like this. You know, 2022, lots of ups and downs, mostly downs. I guess it could be pretty distracting for the average investor.
Oh, that's for sure. And I think the way it happens is it actually doesn't happen as often as the positives. So when the negatives come, we as humans, unfortunately, tend to gravitate toward the fear and negativity. So it's part of human behavior. And so our human nature, survival instinct kicks in, and then we fall victim to the what I call the investor traps that are set out there for us.
Let's walk through these investor traps. What's number one?
Yeah, so number one of the three investor traps that I see people fall into is the failure to consider risk. That many people actually don't take on enough risk. And certainly there's are out there that take too much. But for those that take too much, you know, if you think that investing in things that are like Bitcoin or some up and rising thing that has not been tested, it could cause problems if you bet your future on it. But maybe in today's type market, what we might see is someone not taking enough risk. This year is a great example with inflation. So someone wants to preserve their capital, not see a statement fluctuation. And at the grocery store, they see 10, 12, 15% price increases. Not taking on enough risk, they really have had their purchasing power eroded. So I say you have to choose that wisely. Seems like a simple one, but we as humans fall victim to that one a lot.
All right, and so what is behind investor trap door number two?
Behind number two is the proverbial keeping what you make. So, you know, it's great to gross a lot of money, make a lot of money, save a lot of money, but it's important what you keep. A lot of people think about defer now. And that's great. Maybe that's a great strategy, but sometimes it makes sense to pay now, especially if you're in a low bracket or we're in a situations where taxes are low relative to long-term rates. It can make sense to convert to Roth IRAs. That's been a popular tool. And certainly if you're going to be on an ongoing high tax bracket, essentially forever, it might make sense to convert some part or in some people's case, maybe even all their money to Roth IRAs. You know, for most folks, they're going to spend as much in their retired life as they did in their working life, and their Social Security is going to be taxed. That's going to be dependent upon what type of tax planning they did while they were working. In addition to that, will be taxed their Medicare premiums, maybe higher, something called IRMA. So controlling that is critical. There's lots of tools. We like to see some tax-free money, maybe some tax-deferred money, and some taxable money so you can pull from the piles that make the most sense and kind of take control back and keep more of what you make. But all too often, unfortunately, Mike, people just ignore that.
All right. And so we have pay attention to the risks that you are taking, consider taxes. How about investor trap number three? How do we wrap this up?
Number three is bad behavior. I use an example of a lady named Gladys Holm, and she actually was a secretary who only made about $15,000 a year. But when she passed away, she left $18 million to a children's home. And she did this by investing her bonuses annually in the stock market. And what I say she can really teach us is perseverance. And so that's the long term. She did it with very good discipline, didn't look back, and kept doing that time and time and time again. Whether it's self-discipline through reading books and becoming educated, practicing regular behavior of ongoing investing and not worrying about your statements, or, you know, getting with a professional such as a CFP that can help you and having a plan. You know, I guess that's the thing ultimately I'd tell everyone. If you have a plan, you're more likely to stick to it. And if the plan addresses the behavior, when you get scared and these times come and emotions creep up, and they're going to, you will have thought about your risk, you would have managed the taxes, and the behavior can be self-fulfilling. So the good news is there's a solution for that. But I think if people will focus on those three things, their long-term outcome generally is going to be more successful.
Well, Brian, as always, great information. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.